We pray. Lord God, thank you for allowing us to gather in this place to hear your word and to sing your praises. Amen. In our evening chapel last night, we considered the fact that God's people are thankful people. Because we have been redeemed by Christ crucified, we have reason to give thanks for everything. And the scripture passages that we looked at last night state that. In everything, give thanks. Giving thanks always for all things. Christ has saved us from a thankless existence, a futile existence, an existence without meaning, without purpose, without hope. What this means for the child of God is that everything that takes place in our lives supports God's purpose for us, supports our hope in Christ Jesus. So in everything and at all times, we give thanks for all things. Today we're going to take a look at one particular thing for which we will give thanks. In 1 Timothy 2 it says, "Therefore I exhort, first of all, that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth." First of all, I want you to know that I wrote this particular chapel before the election, because I wanted my words to be based on the Word of God and not my particular opinion about the person that has been elected as president. Well, now the election is over and our future leaders have been determined. Did your candidates make it? If so, it'll be easy for you to give thanks. Or if you are opposed to the candidates who made it, do you still find it possible to give thanks? In our text, Paul says that giving a thanks should be made for kings and for all who are in authority. Well, Paul had to face kings and others in authority. And sometimes it wasn't a very pleasant experience. Paul writes that he experienced imprisonment, countless beatings, and often near death. 5 times he received at the hands of the Jews 40 lashes, less 1. 3 times he was beaten with rods. And this man still says that we should give thanks for those who are in authority. All of them. The reason for this is that God has set up this means whereby we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence. He has established government for this purpose. Government, or as the book of Romans puts it, the powers that be, the authorities that exist. The problem that is in the world is that the vast majority of people do not operate on the basis of love. Because they do not believe in Jesus Christ, their hearts are driven by pride and selfish desires. They do not submit to the commandments of God, even if they want to, and they don't. They aren't even capable of submitting. They are slaves of sin. It's for this reason that government is needed. We need government to control people by means of the fear of punishment. That's what government supplies, as it says in Romans 13. "For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to evil. If you do evil, be afraid, for he does not bear the sword in vain, for he is God's servant, an avenger to execute wrath on him who practices evil. The other perspective is that God has established government for the welfare of his church. If he had not done this, the people of this world would have crushed the church long ago, and this school would certainly not exist. As surely as the world hates our Savior, so it hates anybody who's following him. Therefore, it's to our advantage that we have a government that maintains law and order. As our text says, this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. And there we see it. That's the ultimate goal, the salvation of mankind. That's the mission of the church, bringing men to a knowledge of saving truth. And when law and order are maintained, and we are able to live a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence, then we can carry out this mission. So even though the government at times made Paul's life a bit miserable, it was still because government existed that Paul was able to travel with the gospel from province to province, from country to country, preaching to hundreds upon hundreds of people about their Savior Jesus Christ. And yes, there were times when the civil authorities actually came to Paul's rescue. They intervened on Paul's behalf and prevented angry mobs of Jews from killing him. Paul was thankful for government because it made the spreading of the gospel easier. Beginning in January, Barack Obama will take his office as President of the United States. Likewise, there will be new congressmen, new governors, new state legislators, mayors, county and city officials. All of these will be sworn into office. Perhaps we voted for some of them, perhaps we didn't. However, we're going to give thanks anyway. We're going to give thanks to our God because he is still maintaining a government in this country. Moreover, we will give them the honor that is due to them because God has put them in their position. And we will not speak evil of them. We will pray for them. Pray that God will guide them in their thinking and in their decisions so that we can continue to live a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who wants all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for having blessed us with a stable government. We pray that you will direct the thoughts and actions of all in authority so that without hindrances, we may carry out the mission that you have given to us. Hear us for Jesus' sake. Amen. Let us give thanks to God with the words of hymn 575, verses 1 and 2.